Good morning. This is Steve Coleman with your Daily Inspiration. This morning I'm very inspired to continue on the subject that we've been looking at. If you remember, for the last couple of days, we've looked at the people that God has selected. And you know, sometimes we tend to look around in the world and we see that, well, it seems like someone is prospering in their sin, and maybe we get a wrong perspective in that. But you know, God hath chosen the foolish things of this world to confound the wise. And we looked at that, and then we looked at the effect of Jesus, the new deal that God gave to us, and then the promise that we become sons of God. And today I'd like to look at the wonderful new relationship that results as we walk with God. And so Romans chapter 2 and verse 12 says this, "For as many as have sinned without law shall also perish without law, and as many as have sinned in the law shall be judged by the law." And what we'd like to notice in that is that there are two kinds who do evil. There are those without the law who do evil, and then there are those who are in the law and yet do evil. And those ones, and we'd find if we read on, that those that are in the law and do evil, why, they're confident that they're instructors of the foolish and teachers of babes, and they have a form of knowledge and of the truth in the law. They have a form of knowledge, and yet they are still those who do evil. But it is those who are doers of the law that shall be justified, it says in verse 13. Now, I'd like to look and just look forward here for our inspiration this morning in Romans chapter 6. And so these are the doers of the law. And in chapter 6 and verse 13, it says, "Neither yield ye your members as instruments of unrighteousness unto sin, but yield yourselves to God as those who are alive from the dead, and your members as instruments of righteousness unto God. For sin shall not have dominion over you, for ye are not under the law, but under grace." I'll skip verse 15. Verse 16 says, "Know ye not that to whom ye yield yourselves servants to obey, his servants ye are to whom ye obey, whether of sin unto death, or of obedience unto righteousness." And, beloved, there is a sad situation that those that don't understand this new relationship that we have fall under, and that is that their members are instruments of unrighteousness. So the member of the mind, the member of the heart, the member of the hands, the member of the feet, they do run swiftly to do unrighteousness, okay? They are yielded. They are unsubmitted to the righteousness which is in Christ. And sin then has dominion over such. But it says here again in verse 16, "To whom ye yield yourselves servants to obey, his servants you are, whether of sin unto death or obedience unto righteousness." So, beloved, we have this relationship that comes. God chooses us out. God shows us. No, I shouldn't say that. Well, in one sense it's true, and in another sense we choose to believe and to walk with God. But then there is this new relationship that we have with the Lord. And then what we have here is we have a heart that wells up in obedience. And that's what I'd like to look at, be inspired by today. Chapter 7 of Romans says, "The law hath dominion over a man as long as he liveth. For the woman which hath an husband is bound by the law to her husband as long as he liveth. But if the husband be dead, she is loosed from the law of her husband. So then, if, while her husband liveth, she be married to another man, she shall be called an adulteress. But if her husband be dead, she is free from that law. So she is no adulteress, though she be married to another man. Wherefore, my brethren, ye also are become dead to the law by the body of Christ, that ye should be married to another, even to him who is raised from the dead, that ye should bring forth fruit unto God." So, under the Old Testament, we had the man married to the law, and it was the law that brought about righteousness in the man. And under the New Testament, we have the man married to Christ. The law is dead, and we are married now to Christ. And so as a bride of Christ, what happens is the natural inclination of a bride is to be obedient to her husband and to please her husband and to do that which her husband desires. And so that's the new relationship that we have. Sadly, beloved, there are many expressions which are the man trying to be married both to the law and to Christ. And that is an adulterous relationship. That cannot happen according to what we just read here in Romans. So I encourage you this morning, if you find yourself in that condition, that you find yourself married both to the law, trying to be married both to the law and to Christ, beloved, you need to lay aside that one relationship. That's a dead relationship according to Scripture here. And there's life in Christ, and it's in obedience to the will and the heart of our Lord and Savior. So I hope you've been encouraged this morning. Thank you for joining us here at the Daily Inspiration. God bless you.